Blog Talk Radio.
You ready to rock this town by now?
Greetings and welcome to another weekly episode of Rock This Town Radio with TC. I am your host, TC Clark, and along with my production assistant, Cuddles the Cat, we're coming to you from Bloomfield Studio in the 412. That's Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We hope that you enjoy our podcast for the next hour or so as we explore the diverse world of rock and roll music. And on our show tonight, in our week three honor of Women's History Month, I'll be featuring female one-hit wonders from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Little trip down memory lane and probably some songs that you forgot, quite possibly for a good reason. Okay, let's kick it off, our tribute to the ladies who came and went. And we're going to start with Bow Wow Wow. That was Voices Carry from 1985 in a group called Till Tuesday. They featured a great female voice, Amy Mann, who the only other real radio exposure I remember her as was a backup singer for Rush on their single Time Stand Still. After the success of Voices Carry, which made it to number 8 on the singles chart, Till Tuesday's follow-up album barely sold, and then Amy Mann broke up with her guitarist boyfriend, and that killed the third album. The band was done. Amy had seen little success as a solo recording artist and has actually turned her attention to jazz. Before Amy Mann and Till Tuesday was Dutch rock band Shocking Blue and their 1970 hit Venus. They were fronted by Mariska Veres on their number one hit and couldn't reproduce the song's success with some subsequent tries. They broke up, got back together again in the late 80s, then broke up again. Mariska formed a jazz group and released two albums that didn't garner much attention. She died in 2006 at the age of 59 from gallbladder cancer. We started it with the English new wave band Bow Wow Wow and I Want Candy, which was a remake of the 1965 hit by the Strangelovs. Carl wanted me to emphasize that it is a remake. This band was purely built for MTV, and its manager, who used to manage the Sex Pistols, recruited members of the punk band Adam and the Ants to back 13-year-old singer Annabelle Lewin, who was born in Burma. The group ran into a lot of controversy when they used a nude photo of Annabelle, then 14, on an album cover. They had another song that saw a heavy rotation on MTV, but it didn't translate to sales. During a hiatus in 1983, Annabelle was fired from the band. I'm sure they're out there somewhere. I didn't bother researching to find out where they are. I'm just glad they're far away from my ear holes. That brings us to our second set of one-hit wonders from the 60s through the 80s. And I want to sincerely apologize to each and every one of you because the next 4 minutes, you'll never get back in your life.
today. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie. You know it don't seem right. Sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Well, I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
That was Ode to Billy Joe, which was a big crossover hit for Bobby Gentry in 1967, hitting number one on the pop charts. She is one of the first American female writers or artists to write and produce her own music. After Ode to Billy Joe, she never found much commercial success, although she stayed somewhat relevant through the 70s by appearing on TV talk and variety shows. When she hit 40 years old in 1982, Bobby Gentry literally vanished. Gone. She retired and hasn't been heard from since. No interviews, no TV appearances. Some think she lives in a gated community in Nashville, while others speculate that she lives in the Los Angeles area. So if you see her, tell somebody. Before Bobby Gentry was Doris Troy with Just One Look, which was a big hit for her in 1963. The Hollies, Anne Murray, and Linda Ronstadt all did well on the charts with covers of the song. She never found success with solo work after that, but she stayed very active as a backup singer. Called Mama Soul by many of her biggest fans, she moved to London, and she can be heard on the Rolling Stones' You Can't Always Get What You Want, Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon album, and Carly Simon's You're So Vain, among others. Doris Troy died in 2004 at the age of 67 from emphysema. And we started this set with 1982's Mickey by Tony Basil, which was actually a rewrite of the song Kitty, a 1979 release from a UK band called Racy. Even though Basil gets singing gigs here and there, thankfully, she mostly sticks to her dancing choreography career. She's a storied resume working on many well-known films. And in 2019, at the age of 75, she choreographed Quentin Tarantino's film Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. We are halfway through our salute to the one-hit wonders of the 60s and 80s. And if you survived Tony Basil, you should make it the rest of the way through the show. Before we get to the next set, here's a word from our sponsor.
They give life its flavor, a little style and poetry. And that's what Dr. Pepper has, originality. It's not a cola, it's something much, much more. It's not a root beer, there are root beers about a score. So drink Dr. Pepper, the joy of every boy and girl. It's the most original soft drink ever in the whole wide world. So come on now, drink Dr. Pepper. I want more Dr. Pepper. Give me more Dr. Pepper.
That's right, drink Dr. Pepper, because back in 1977, B.B. King told you to. All right, let's get back to the music, and you knew you would hear this German chick.
You and I in a little toy shop, buy a bag of balloons with the money we've got, set them free at the break of dawn, to one by one they were gone. Back at base, box in the software, flash the message, something's out there. Floating in the summer sky, 99 red balloons go by.
Mm-hmm. his way home from Candletop. Been 2 weeks gone and he thought he'd stop at Webb's and have him a drink before he went home to her. Andy Wolo said hello, and he said, hi, what's doing, whoa, said, sit down, I got some bad news, it's gonna hurt. Said, I'm your best friend, and you know that's right, but your young bride ain't home tonight. Since you've been gone, she's been seeing that Amos boy, Seth. Well, he got mad, and he saw red, and Andy said, boy, don't you lose your head, got to tell you the truth. I've been with her myself. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they haunted an innocent man. Well, don't trust your soul to no backwoods southern lawyer. Cause the judge in the town's got blood stains on his hands. Well, Andy got scared and left the bar. Walking on home cause he didn't live far. See, Andy didn't have many friends and he just lost him one. His brother thought his wife must have left town, so he went home and finally found the only thing Papa had left him, and that was a gun. Then he went off to Andy's house, a-slipping through the backwoods quiet as a mouse. Came upon some tracks too small for Andy to make. At the back porch door, and he saw Andy lying on the floor in a puddle of blood, and he started to shake. Where the Georgia patrol wasn't making their rounds, so he fired a shot just to flag them down. And a big belly sheriff grabbed his gun and said, why'd you do it? And the judge said guilty in a make-believe trial, slapped the sheriff on the back with a smile, said, supper's waiting at home, and I gotta get to it. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they haunted the innocent man. Well, don't trust your soul to no backwoods southern lawyer. Cause the judge in the town's got blood stains on his. They hung my brother before I could say the tracks he saw while on his way to Andy's house and back that night were mine. And his cheating wife had never left town, and that's one body that'll never be found. See, little sister don't miss when she aims her gun. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. Oh, oh, oh. That's the night that they haunted the innocent man. Well, don't trust your soul and no backwoods southern lawyer.
Thank you.
That was Black Velvet by Canadian Alana Miles, who found worldwide top of the chart success in 1990 with that song. Her next effort was a ballad backed by a 60-piece orchestra, and it bombed. Since it was total detraction from what Black Velvet made, you know, such a huge hit, and that's what everybody's expecting from her, not an orchestra song. But she did what she could to milk her one-hit wonder song success over the next 30 years. After a few more inconsequential solo albums and bouncing around Europe for a decade or so, in 2007, Miles released an Elvis tribute album that also included a remake of Black Velvet. In 2008, she released her fifth studio album called Black Velvet. And in 2015, she put out a best of album, which included, you guess it, Black Velvet. Before Alana Miles was Vicki Lawrence with The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia, a number one song in 1973. Reba McEntire also took it to the top of the country charts in 1991. If you listen to the lyrics, it would have been a good idea, you know, if she would have confessed to the killing of that girl before they hung her brother. Just saying. This was Vicki Lawrence's only real attempt at having a successful music career. A comedic actor by trade, most people at the time of her musical offerings knew her as a regular on the Carol Burnett Show. Later audiences knew her as a starring role in the TV sitcom Mama's Family in the 1980s. Her character was developed by Lawrence for a running skit on the Burnett Show. And we started the set with Nina in 99 Red Balloons, which charted in 1983 after heavy airplay on MTV. The singer released the English version of the song after success with the German version in her native country. She and her band mostly stayed across the pond after that and found little sales after attempting to release more of their work in English. Last heard from, she still performs around Germany and is now the grandmother of four. I hope she finally shaved her armpits. Sorry. One more set of female one-hit wonders from the 60s through the 80s as we continue our tribute to Women's History Month. It wouldn't be a complete set if I didn't throw in at least one disco song, and this is Alicia Bridges.
Please don't talk about my old plans. Soldier rides away.
That was Scandal with their hit song from 1984, The Warrior. The track came from their only album and enjoyed constant airplay on MTV. Despite the success, there was heavy tension and animosity in the group, and they broke up while still riding high in popularity. But Patti Smyth, okay, let me tell you about her name first of all. Her name is Patti Smyth. She changed the spelling to S-M-Y-T-H and the pronunciation to Smyth instead of Smith, so she wasn't confused with Patti Smyth, the punk rocker. Anyways, Patti Smyth made a name for herself as a lead singer, and soon after the band's demise, Eddie Van Halen asked Smyth to join their band after the departure of David Lee Roth. But Smyth was 8 months pregnant at the time and turned down the offer. She was quoted later as saying, "It was just not the right time for me. I was a New Yorker and didn't want to live in L.A., and those guys are drunk and fighting all the time." She put out a few solo recordings, but nothing sold very well. One of her songs from her solo album, Downtown Train, was a hit for Rod Stewart several years later. She's been married to tennis great John McEnroe since 1997, and they have two daughters. Before Scandal, One Tin Soldier, which was a theme song for the Billy Jack movie in the early 1970s. The song was first recorded in 1969 by a Canadian pop group called The Original Cast. But the version we heard, which is specifically recorded for Billy Jack, and Randy and Jill and Erie, get ready for this. The recording we heard was done in 1971 by a heavy metal group called Coven. If any of you are into 70s heavy metal, this probably surprises you. It did me. In addition to pioneering occult rock with lyrics that referred to Satanism and witchcraft, Coven is widely credited by metal historians and metal fans as a band who introduced the sign of the horns hand gesture to rock, metal, and pop culture. Why they were chosen to record One Tin Soldier seems to be one of music's great mysteries. And this final set of one-hit wonders started with I Love the Nightlife, a hit song by Alicia Bridges that rode the tide of disco popularity in 1978. Bridges first recorded in Nashville several years earlier and hoped that this song that she co-wrote would be a Memphis-type soul number, but her producers had other plans for it. Heavy play in disco clubs translated to sales that kept the song on the charts for 27 weeks. But success eluded her, though, as she returned to her roots of rock, blues, and R&B. Her second album flopped. She went to work DJing in Atlanta disco clubs. She did enjoy a brief career resurrection when I Love the Nightlife appeared in a 1994 film, and she performed at retro disco shows for a number of years before retiring in Charlotte in 2006. Well, that's it for our 60s through 80s female one-hit wonders. Now let's move on to the birthdays for the week. A happy heavenly birthday to Jerry Reed today. Born in this date, 1937. He died in 2008. Carl Palmer, a drummer for Emerson, Lake & Palmer, is 71 today. Jimmy Vaughn of the Fabulous Thunderbirds is also 71. Stray Cats drummer Slim Jim Phantom is 61 today. And a happy heavenly birthday to Chester Bennington, born on this day in 1976. He committed suicide in 2017. On Monday, Eddie Money was born, March 21st, 1949. He died in 2019. Andrew Lloyd Webber will be 74 on Tuesday. And on Wednesday, a happy heavenly birthday to my mother. She was born in 1929, and we lost that wonderful lady in 2001. My mom shares a birthday with Rick Ocasek from the Cars. He'll be 78 on Wednesday. And Chaka Khan will also be 69 on Wednesday. Nick Lowe turns 72 on Thursday. A happy heavenly birthday to Aretha Franklin on Friday, born March 25th, 1942. She left us in 2008. no, 2018, I'm sorry. Sir Elton John will be 75 on Friday. On Saturday, Diana Ross turns 78, and Steven Tyler will be 74. As usual, I saved three birthdays to finish off our birthday set list. And let's start with Jeff Healey.
Girl, you're looking fine tonight, and every guy has got you here beside. What you're doing with a crowd like me is surely one last little mystery.
Time. Thank you.
That was Roger Hodgson with his band performing his classic Supertramp song, Take the Long Way Home. Roger will be 72 tomorrow on Monday. Before that, Pittsburgh's own George Benson gave us his hit, Turn Your Love Around. George was born in the Berg in 1943. The Hill District native will be 79 on Tuesday. And we started off our birthday songs with Jeff Healey and Angel Eyes. The great Canadian blues artist was born on March 25th, 1966, and died in 2008. Okay, that's it for this podcast as far as the music goes. Coming up on our next podcast a week from tonight, which will be our fourth and final installment celebrating Women's History Month, it'll be Women Who Rock, legendary female artists who are inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. There are a few upcoming Deviant Legion podcasts this week, hosted by our good friend and the man who made the show possible, Carl Kafer. Hey, you big hairy ape, are you out there?
Listen, I just want you to know that Rick Coleman is very disappointed in you.
Why?
Remember Rick?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so today is the birthday of Clarence Frogman Henry.
Oh, how could I miss
that
one?
And he posted like 10 things about him. And, of course, the big song is I Ain't Got No Home, where
yeah.
he sings like a frog and a woman. There's a great cover by Madeline Kahn of that song. But
let's start over. Let's start the whole damn thing over now. I'm
okay.
Sorry, Rick.
It's okay.
Sorry, Rick.
I just wanted to say that because I had the 45 in back, and I love him. Just love that band. I collected a lot of novelty stuff. So anyway, coming up on Deviant Legion, okay, so on the 23rd, we are very, very happy. This is Wednesday. We're welcoming back author Danny Perry. He authored the three cult movie books from the 1980s. He is a very good friend of the podcast, and he wanted to come in and celebrate the 80th anniversary of Jacques Tourneur's and Val Lewton's Cat People, which premiered in 1942 this month. And so that's what we're going to do. We also have an old friend of ours be coming in, Joey Pinto. And Joey will be joining me and Danny and talking about the films Val Lewton and in particular Cat People. Then on the 24th, I have yet to tell Adam that he's been kicked off the 24th, which I will do right after the show. We just got confirmation, female director by the name of Amy Hesketh is going to be on with us along with Tony Strauss. Tony is an old friend of the podcast and is the editor of Wings Chop, one of the premier cult movie magazines and books you can get out there. I mean, they put out like 200 pages of stuff, and I've written for them before, and my former partner writes for them all the time, Stephen Ronquillo. So we're very happy to have that on the 24th. And I'm sure that that Adam will be doing his Women in Television show very soon. We've just got to figure out when, but he's got that planned. And we're in good shape. That's what we've got so far. There are a couple things still in the mix and bubbling in the little cauldron that we have in the cave, but it's not there yet. It's not cooked. So I can't announce those things.
Well, you can tell us about them next week.
Absolutely.
That'd be a wonderful thing. Okay, great, Carl. Thank you for coming on and, sharing your Frogman story.
Absolutely.
Next year, I'll do a whole show on that guy, okay? On
his birthday. That's okay. We mentioned him. That's a good thing.
All right, he got the mention. Rick, are you happy now? Okay.
I'll send this to Rick to make sure he's happy.
Okay, cool. Okay, well, thanks, Carl. And you can find all those great podcasts right here on the Deviant Legion Network on Blog Talk Radio. Listen live or find any of our shows in the episode archives whenever it works for you. Also, check out my YouTube channel, TCC77, for concert footage that I've shot at rock concerts around the country, TCC77 on YouTube. And please keep Ukraine in your thoughts and pray for the country and its people if you're into that sort of thing. Okay, on behalf of Cuddles the Cat, I'm T.C. Clark, and I hope you enjoyed your show tonight and had as much fun as we did. And I also hope you have a great rocking weekend. As us cool cats say, we'll see you on the flip side.